So don't say anything bad about the people you worked for or the people you worked with, the other employees. You also want to avoid saying negative things about the company that you work for. Again, you need to be positive. You don't want to mention any problems with the management or the supervisors or the bosses of your company right now. You can also tell the interviewer what we would call neutral reasons for leaving. For example, your wife got a new job in a different city, and so now you need to get a job in that city. Or there may be some other personal or professional reason why you need to move from one job to another or from one part of the country to another. These aren't necessarily things that are going to help you get the job, but they explain why you are getting a new job, why you are looking for a new job. Maybe your company is closing its office in the city where you live and you have to find a new job. Those would be neutral reasons. Not positive, not negative, but neutral. The next tip is to always stay positive, no matter how bad the situation you are leaving. Once again, don't be negative about your current position. You want to use the right words in your answer to this question so that you don't sound too self-serving. In other words, you don't want it to be that you are doing this change in jobs just for you. So instead of saying, "I'm seeking better opportunities," you might say, "I'm looking for a situation that will use more of my skills and experiences," so that the company sees that you are trying to offer something to them. Another thing to avoid, to not do, is to sound like a job hopper. Someone who is a job hopper, H-O-P-P-E-R, is someone who moves jobs frequently. Every year, every 2 years, they have a new job. You want to show your employer that you have some commitment to your job. You're not going to leave your job in a year or 2 years. Employers usually don't want to hire people who are going to leave them in a short amount of time.